কিভাবে কিবার নাসি শুদ্র কেন নয়, যেই কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ববেত্তা সেই গুরু হয়। দিস ভার্স ইউ আর ডিসকাসিং লাস্ট টাইম, চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু স্টেটমেন্ট দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস is not reserved for any particular person or nation or religion.
Satakali ethare alochona kara jautla kiba sudra kiba nasi sudra kene hoy jei krishna tattveta sei guru hoy ethero spashta rupe jana jauchi je krishna chetana kebol ek swatantra এক সম্প্রদায় বা জাতি প্রতি যে প্রযোজ্য তা নুহে সমস্ত কৃষ্ণ চেতনা নেই পারিবে, এতে কোনসি বাধা বিঘ্ন নাই।
দ্য সেন্ট্রাল পয়েন্ট ইজ দ্যাট ওয়ান মাস্ট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ কৃষ্ণ।
মুখ্য কথা হলা ব্যক্তিগত কথা বুঝবা পড়িব কৃষ্ণ ক
দে। Other day, somebody inquired, what is the meaning of Krishna? Krishna means all-attractive. Unless God is all-attractive, how he can become God?
That day, you know, when I prasna karutile, Krishna sabdara artha kaan. Krishna sabdara artha uchi sarvakarshaniya. যদি সে সর্বাকর্ষণীয় ন হবে তাহলে সে কেমিতি ভগবান হয়ে পারবে?
বৃন্দাবন লাইফ মিন্স কৃষ্ণ কামস ডিসেন্ডস হিমসেলফ টু শো হোয়াট ইজ কৃষ্ণ, হোয়াট ইজ গড। সো দি পিকচার বৃন্দাবন লাইফ দ্যাট ইজ ভিলেজ লাইফ, there are villagers, cultivators, cows, calves, that is Vrindavan. It is not a big city like New York, London. It is village. And the central point is Krishna. This is Vrindavan.
Vrindavan dhamo, Vrindavan eka gramo, tathire ও গোপাল মানে অছন্তি, গাই অছন্তি, বাছুরী অছন্তি, এবং কৃষ্ণ সেটি আবির্ভূত হয়ে লীলা করিথিলে। ইহা নিউইয়র্ক বা লন্ডন পরি শহর নুহে, যে এক সরল গ্রাম।
দেয়ার দি গোপিস, দেয়ার ভিলেজ গার্লস এন্ড দি কাউহার্ড বয়েজ, দেয়ার অলসো ভিলেজ বয়েজ। Nanda Maharaj is the head of the village, agriculturist. Similarly, the elderly persons and the elderly gopis, Mother Yashoda and her other friends, all are attracted by Krishna. This is Vrindavan.
Vrindavan
jivan,
Vrindavan de Nanda Maharaj ছিলে গোপাল মানকর মুখ্য, সে গ্রামর মুখ্য ব্যক্তি, এবং গোপী মানে গোপ বালক মানে গোপাল মানে সমস্তে কৃষ্ণক প্রতি আকৃষ্ট হয়েছিলে, এবং কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছে কেন্দ্র, সে হচ্ছে বৃন্দাবন জীবন।
দে ইভেন ডিড নট নো হোয়াট ইজ কৃষ্ণ,
সেমানে জানি নথিলে যে কৃষ্ণ কোন।
দে ডিড নট নো by reading Vedas, Puranas, Vedanta to understand Krishna. But their natural affection was for Krishna.
So, meaning, Veda, Vedanta, Purana, Adi, Adi, Vagaveshana, Kari, Krishna, Kasamandari, Kicha, Alutana, Kurna, Thile, so, meaning, Adi, Svabhavik, Akarshan, O Prema, Thila, Krishna, Kati.
So, this Svabhavik, Akarshan can be, at the present moment, we have no natural attraction for Krishna. Therefore, we must understand by knowledge what is Krishna. That is Krishna Tattvavitta.
Adikali amaro Krishna ka prati e swabhavik akarshan nahi. Ame jnana sahachari jnana anusaran kari Krishna ka bujhiba ku chesta karuchu ba bujhiba yaku kahanti Krishna Tattvavitta.
So, why one should be attracted to Krishna? Unless Krishna has all the attractive features.
Prashna uthuchi je kahiki ame Krishna ko prati akrushta hoba jadi Krishnankara sei pari kichi akarshaniya prakriti ba akarshaniya padarth Krishna uthare na thae tale ame kahi tanka prati akrushta hoba.
The attraction generally in this material world, we are attracted to a rich man or to a powerful man or woman, just like our Prime Minister, she is a woman, but because she is powerful, we are attracted, we talk of her. So the points of attraction are discussed by Parashar Muni as bhoga. Bhoga means opulence. So these opulences, when one is very rich, he is opulent. One is very powerful, he is attractive. One is very influential, one is very beautiful, one is very highly learned. In this way, attraction. So, if we scrutinizingly study the life of Krishna, you will find in the history of the world there was no richer person than Krishna, no powerful person than Krishna, no beautiful person than Krishna, more learned and person of knowledge, philosophy than Krishna. If you study, you'll find everything, the six opulences are fully represented in Krishna. Therefore he is Bhagavan. Bhaga means opulences and Ban means one who possesses.
Krishna Uchanti Bhagavan Rasar Muni Uchanti Bhaga अर्थात ऐश्वर्य जे अधिकारी से होचंती कृष्ण कृष्ण होचंती षडैश्वर्य पूर्ण छटी ऐश्वर्य अंगठरे परिपूर्ण भाव रे अछि समस्त ज्ञान समस्त धन समस्त सौंदर्य समस्त क्षमता समस्त सुनाम बा जस एवं समस्त त्याग ए छटी ऐश्वर्य परिपूर्ण भाव रे रहिछि सेति पय से होचंती भगवान ए पृथ्वी रे इतिहास ଆପଣମାନେ ଆଲୋଚନା କଲେ ଦେଖିବେ ଯେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ବଳି କେହି ଅଧିକ ଜ୍ଞାନୀ ନାହାନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ବଳି କେହି ଅଧିକ ସୁନ୍ଦର ନାହାନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ବଳି କେହି ଅଧିକ ବଳବାନ ବା ଶକ୍ତିଶାଳୀ ନାହାନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ବଳି କେହି ଅଧିକ ଯଶସ୍ୱୀ ନାହାନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ଅଧିକ ବଳି ତ୍ୟାଗୀ ମଧ୍ୟ କେହି ନାହାନ୍ତି ଏହିପରି ଦେଖିବେ ତେଣୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଭଗବାନ
that he is all attractive because he possesses all the six opulences. This is the description of Krishna.
Ye hochi Krishnankara varnana se hochanti sarva akarshaniya ebam sadi isvarjya purna sati isvarjya tankathare paripurna yas.
So we should not accept anyone and everyone as Bhagavan. We must test whether he has got these six opulences. A person who is begging from door to door, and when there is some bodily pain, he immediately goes to the doctor. Toothache, please give me medicine. So does it mean that he is Bhagavan? A Bhagavan cannot cure his tooth pain even. This class of Bhagavan we should not accept. Bhagavan is described in the Bhagavad Gita asama urdha. Nobody can be equal to Bhagavan, and nobody can be greater than Bhagavan.
Enu etu alochana rana dauche samaste bhagavan nuhanti bhagavan hochanti ek aditya kintu jo mane kahuchanti ni joku bhagavan boli dwara dwara bhikha karuchanti ebam tanko jadi dantavya dantavya thauchi tahale se mane doctor pakku jauchanti aushadha maguchanti tale bhagavan krishna panai pari dantavya thape aushadha magthile se bhagavan tanko thare sada aishwarya chhoti aishwarya paripurna hoitila एणु ये भगवान ताकू परीक्षा करने को प्रमाण देवा पड़ो जहा इच्छा जहा कुछ ताक भगवान बोली ग्रहण करा जाई पारिबो नाही
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु से पर्टिकुलर जे कृष्ण तत्ववेत्ता से गुरु वन नो कृष्ण स्पेसिफिकली नॉट सुपरफिशियली बस In all details, what is the meaning of Krishna, what is Krishna, he can become Guru.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jo sanya dele guru karo, jai Krishna tattva veta, sei guru hoy, e hochi atyanta gurutvapurna visaya, pranidhanra visaya, Krishna ka sambandhare, prakrutare je jnana hasala karichi Krishna tattva, janichi ebam Krishna krutikrakam, bujhichi,
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita about himself, Krishna Tattva, about the truth about Krishna, we can understand from Bhagavad Gita with our intelligence. Just like Krishna describes that Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchi Jasti Dhananjaya. Now we study this one line that Krishna says there is nobody greater than me. Now we study Krishna's life, compare with anyone, and you will find, yes, nobody is greater or equal to Krishna. This is Krishna.
Krishna, tanka samandare bhagavata gita re kahi chanti, matta parataram nanya kinchi dasti dhananjaya. Mothar vali ଆଉ ଅଧିକ ବା ବଡ କେହି ନାହାନ୍ତି ତେଣୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଯେତେବେଳେ କଥା କହିଛନ୍ତି ତାହେଲେ କେମିତି ଆମେ ଅନ୍ୟ କାହାକୁ ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବା ଯେ ସେ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ଭଗବାନ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ବଡ଼ ବା କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ଠାରେ
ସମାନ ଆଜିକାଲି
ଏଟା ଦେଖା ଦେଇଛି ଯେ ଲୋକମାନେ ସେତେ ଆଗ୍ରହୀ ନୁହନ୍ତି ବା ସେତେ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧାବାନ ବା ନିଷ୍ଠା ସେତେ ଶ୍ରଦ୍ଧା ବା ନିଷ୍ଠା ତାଙ୍କଠାରେ ନାହିଁ ଯେ କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ ବୁଝିବା ପାଇଁ
ବିକଜ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ଆବାଉଟ୍ ଦି ପିପୁଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏଜ୍ ପ୍ରାୟଣ ଅଳ୍ପ ଆୟୁଷ କଲୌ ଅସ୍ମିନ୍ ଯୁଗେ ଜନା ମନ୍ଦା ସୁମନ୍ଦ ମତୟୋ ମନ୍ଦ ଭାଗ୍ୟ ଉପଦୃତ Prayan alpayu. People are living not as they used to live formerly. In this age, Kali Yuga, the maximum years one can live, 100 years. In this Kali Yuga, 100 years. In the Dwapar Yuga, it was 1,000 years. In the Treta Yuga, it was 10,000 years. In the Satya Yoga, it was 100,000. It is reducing. Kali Yoga means the duration of age will reduce, the memory will reduce, the bodily strength will reduce, mercifulness will reduce. In this way, everything will reduce. This is Kali Yoga. Supply of foodstuff will be reduced. This is Kali Yuga. Samanda, everyone is bad, not full strength. Manda, samanda matayo. And everyone has got a sumanda mat. Mat means opinion or system, which is also sumanda. Not only manda, but sumanda. Everyone is manufacturing a type of Bhagavan, a type of religious system that is not bona fide at all. The sumanda mato. Manda, sumanda mato yo. And everyone is unfortunate. Manda bhagya. Unfortunate in this sense, they do not know what is the aim of life, how human life should make progress.
ভাগবতরে কলি যুগর লক্ষণ সম্বন্ধে এবং কলি যুগর লোকন সম্বন্ধে বর্ণনা পরিষ্কার ভাবে দেওয়া যাইছে যে কলি যুগরে লোকমান হচ্ছেন মন্দ অল্প আয়ুষ সুমন্দমতি এসব বর্ণনা দেওয়া যাইছে অর্থাৎ কলি যুগ লোকমান আয়ুষ কম খুব বেশি শহে বর্ষ বঞ্চবে দ্বাপর যুগরে হাজার বর্ষ বঞ্চলে বেদা যুগরে দশ হাজার তারপরে সত্য যুগরে শহে হাজার এপরি সেমানকর আয়ুষ থিলা কিন্তু কলি যুগের আয়ুষ লোকঙ্কর আয়ুষ খুব কম এবং তাঙ্কর বুদ্ধিবৃত্তি তাঙ্কর স্মৃতি শক্তি এসবু কম এবং উৎপাদন শস্য উৎপাদন এ বি কম এবং সেমানকর মন্দমতি তাঙ্কর বিচার বুদ্ধি মধ্যে মন্দ আউ সেমানে হতভাগ্য মধ্যে মন্দ ভাগ্য এইপরি বর্ণনা পরিষ্কার ভাবে কলি যুগের কন হব লোকঙ্কর লক্ষণ লোকমানঙ্কর প্রকৃতি এ সম্বন্ধে শাস্ত্রে দিয়া যাইছে এবং সেটা আলোচনা করে দেখিলে বাস্তবরে তাহাই বর্তমান দেখা দিয়েছে
So you can read the explanation of this. He will explain.
Translation. Whether one is a Brahmana, a sannyasi, or a Shudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. Purport. This verse is very important to the Krishna consciousness movement. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born a Brahmana and was situated...
One sentence, finish, stop, then he'll explain.
One should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born a Brahmana and was situated in the topmost spiritual order as a sannyasi, it was improper for him to receive instructions from Srila Ramananda Roy, who belonged to the Shudra caste.
This verse is very important to Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna Chaitanya. কৃষ্ণ চেতনা আন্দোলন এই সম্পর্কে এই শ্লোক অতি গুরুত্বপূর্ণ ইন ইজ অমৃত প্রভাব ভাষ্য শ্রীল ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর
যেই ভজে সেই বড় অভক্ত হিংসা কৃষ্ণ ভজনেতে নাহি জাতি কুলাদি বিচার দিস ইজ চৈতন্য মহাপুর দের ইজ নো সাচ ডিস্টিংশন দ্যাট ওয়ান ইজ লোয়ার অ্যান্ড হায়ার ইন দি ম্যাটার অফ কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট In the Shastras, it is clearly stated that unless one is Krishna conscious, he cannot become Guru. Sat karma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasasyat sad vaishnava sabacho guru. It is said that a Brahman, even though he is well qualified, sat karma, Brahmanas, six occupations, satkarma, pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dana, patigra, satkarma, nipuna, vipra, mantra, tantra, vishara, and is well expert in Vedic hymns, Vedic understanding, mantra, tantra, panchatantra, everything is competent. But avaishnava, if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot become guru. Shad Vaishnava Sabacho Guru. But if a Vaishnava, even though he may come from the Chandala family, Sapacha, the dog eater's family, that is considered the lowest in the man, human society, if he becomes a Vaishnava, he is fit for becoming spiritual master. This is the Sasanya. our guru, out of the six Goswamis, one of them, he has given his direction in the bhakti, what is that? Hari Bhakti Vilas, that avaishnava mukhagina tuta hari kathamritam savanam nakartabham. A person who is not Vaishnava, Vaishnava means Krishna Tattvavetta, if he is not well versed in the science of Krishna, if his behavior is not Vaishnava, sadachar sampanna, Vaishnava must have dadas tilak, sikha, sutra, kanti, and there are many things, description. Sadachar sampanna and Vaishnava. If he is not that, simply by education, if he speaks about Krishna, one should not hear. This is a professional man. If you pay him something, he will speak for some time. But his behavior is not Vaishnava. So from such person, it is forbidden to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam or anything about Krishna. Avaishnava mukhadina puta hari kathamritam savanam na kartabham. So one may say that he is speaking about Krishna, so what is wrong there? He may be misbehaved, but he is speaking about Krishna. So that Sanatana Goswami says, puta hari kathamritam. Hari kathamritam is always pure, that's our life. But avaishnava mukhadina puta hari katham savanana kvaya sarpachishta payojatha. Everyone knows milk is very nice, nutritious food. But if it is touched by the leaves of a serpent, it is spoiled, no more to be. It is forbidden that we should not try to understand about Krishna from a person who is not Vaishnava. At the present moment, there are so-called scholars, politicians, or philosophers. They have nothing to do with Krishna or Krishna Bhakti, but just to take advantage of the Bhagavad Gita, they are explaining Bhagavad Gita in their own way. One should not spoil his life by hearing or understanding the bhāṣan given by such
avaiṣṇava.
So if we want to derive actual benefit from the Bhagavad Gita, we must approach such person who has understood what is Krishna.
शिक्षा करिबा पहले हमको सही परिजन उपयुक्त आचार्य गुरु जे की कृष्ण तत्व बेता कृष्ण संबंध रे ज्ञान आहरण करिसंती प्रकृत कृष्ण तत्व जानिसंती जे वैष्णव एवं भक्त कारण भक्त समक्ष रे कृष्ण प्रकाशित होंती आकाश आउ का समक्ष रे प्रकाशित होंती नाही भक्त ही कृष्ण को जाने तेनु तांको बाछबा को पडियो एवं तांको ठार श्रवण करबा पडियो.
This direction, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadhyana jnanina tattva darshina. We should approach, we must approach Gay Krishna Tattva Vetta. We must learn from him about Krishna. Then we can understand Krishna. Otherwise not.
Bhagavad Gita re kata swayam Krishna dechanti ki pari sishya e Krishna Tattva कृष्ण विज्ञान जानवा निमित्त गुरु पहुंचे तद्विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानो ज्ञानिनो तत्त्वदर्शिनः. तेणु जो माने तत्त्वदर्शी कृष्ण तत्त्ववेता सेमानक पक्षरे शिष्य कृष्ण विज्ञान ग्रहण करिबा निमित्त शिक्षा करिबा निमित्त निश्चय पहुंचिबो एवं এই ভাবরে গুরু সেবা করি প্রণিপাত করি গুরু চরণারবিন্দরে আসিত হই সে কৃষ্ণ বিজ্ঞানে শিক্ষা করিব।
This moment, we are giving this Jagopovit to the Europeans and Americans because they are now qualified. Sometimes we are criticized in India that Bhaktivedanta Swami is spoiling Hindu religion. But it is not actually the fact. We are increasing the number of Hindus. Unfortunately, there's our European American disciples, these so-called Brahmin priests of Jagannath Puri, they do not allow. That is up to you. Krishnavi Jati Buddhi. Achi Shiladi. Everyone knows in the temple, just like Jagannath, everyone knows Jagannath is made of wood. Or in other temple made of stone. But people, do they come to see wood and stone? So if anyone thinks, sometimes they teach class, they think that these foolish men, they are going to see a piece of wood. This is Naraki Buddhi. Similarly, Achi Vishnu Siladhi Guru Sunaramati. Those who are acting as guru, according to the description, if somebody thinks that this man is ordinary person, and Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Similarly, Charanamrita, Gangajal, if somebody thinks ordinary water, then he is Naraki. So these Europeans, Americans, who are properly initiated according to the Vaishnava system, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indication, if somebody thinks that jati, Angrej jati or American jati, is Naraki, what can be done?
Says what's wrong with hearing from someone if he has some knowledge of Krishna, even if he doesn't have a seeker and tilak and what have you.
That is the injunction of authority. Avaishnava-mukhat-gina-puta-harika-sabha-namna-katva. We have to abide by the orders of the superior. Why? There is no question. Authority says you have to accept. You cannot say why. Vedic injunction. Therefore, Krishna was accepted as guru by Arjuna. Sishasrihaṁ sādhimāṁ prapanna. Because as friend and friend, the reply and argument will go on. To stop this argument, Krishna is accepted as guru, not as friend. Similarly, when you accept a guru, you must accept guru according to the Vedic principle. So here, Guru Sanatana Goswami is giving the injunction that avaishnava mukaddinna puta hari katam savanam nakatam. An exceptional case is there, different, the paramhamsa state. But a guru, although he is paramhamsa, because he is teaching, he comes down as madhyamadhikari. There are three kinds of Vaishnava: kanishtadhikari, madhyamadhikari, and uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari may be without kanti, without sikha, without Vaishnava symptoms. He is paramhamsa. But when he comes to the preaching platform, he must become a madhyamadhikari, not to imitate uttamadhikari, because he has to teach. He cannot deviate from the teaching principles. So what you are speaking, that without sikha, without kanti, one can become guru, that is fact for the paramahamsa, not for the preacher. Preacher must behave very nicely. You can come, please, here. Yeah? You can. What do you mean by modern civilization?
The civilization we are now going through.
What do you mean by modern civilization? That means to violate all the rules and regulations? Does it mean modern civilization?
The question was, why there is a chaotic situation? If I am understanding him correctly, why there is a chaotic situation? If God is to uplift the soul of the all the persons, all the living, why there is a chaotic situation? I think Lord Krishna said that Radha-Radha-Hi planning Dharmati, only that is the answer Guru will say. Why there is a chaotic situation, that is his question.
The chaotic situation must be there. Krishna says one thing and you do other thing. So why there is some chaotic condition? You hear Krishna, you follow Krishna, there will be order. But if you do not follow, Krishna says something and you do something. Krishna says that evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarśaya vidu sakālena yoganaśta parantapa. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita imaṁ vipassati yogaṁ prattavāna hamabhyam vivasāna manavipraho manuikhāka vibhavit. Krishna says the way of studying Bhagavad Gita, but you do not accept Krishna's instruction. You read or Ruskell's Bhagavad Gita commentary. Then how is there going to be chaotic condition? You do not follow. He strictly prohibits evaṁ paramprāpāṁ sakālena yoganaśta parantapa. Yoga nastra. As soon as the parampara system is not accepted, the so-called commentary on Bhagavad Gita is lost or rotten. So you are interested with the rotten commentary of so-called politicians, scholars. They haven't get the benefit. Therefore it is chaotic.
Lord Krishna preached Bhagavad Gita in battlefield of Kurukshetra. And it is afterwards written by Vyasadeva.
Yes.
If the Vyasadeva got it out of his meditation, or how the actual things which was conveyed to Arjuna
was again in the real thing, took a shape in the shape of Bhagavad Gita.
That you have no intelligence to understand. But what is given by Vyasadeva, that is accepted by all the acharyas. We are not so learned as you are, but we follow the acharya. And it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, acharya upasana. You must follow the acharya, the Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, even Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you will get the real answer. Acharyavan Purusha Veda, one who follows the acharya, he knows. Others, they do not know. So you cannot question why, how Vyasadeva wrote. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sanjaya says, Vyasa Prasada. How one can understand by the mercy of Vyasadeva. So, we have to see, instead of criticizing in that adverse way, we have to follow the acharya, acharya upasanam. So, you will find Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have accepted in that way. So, what is the use of our questioning? We should follow. Mahajana jina gata sapanta. Otherwise it is not good. Invisible for the non-devotees. Nahaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛta. But for a devotee, he is visible. Premānyana churita bhakti vilocanena santa sadaiva ridayesu vilokāyam. Those who are real devotees of God, they are 24 hours seeing Him within the heart. So God is not invisible. Invisible for the atheist. What is invisible?
Man is a simple instrument in the hands of a God. But I know, God is doing everything out of man. Then the point comes, why the Brahmin of the Jagannath temple are not allowing Sikrita say, Sarva Bhutantra Atmanu, I live in Sarva Bhutta. That means, this Atma is Param Brahma himself. If so, the why the Brahmins of the Jagannath temple are not allowing them foreigners and...
So why in other temples they are allowed? God wants that these rascals may remain in darkness. They cannot understand Vaishnava. Let them remain in darkness. That God wants. Now your answer is this, that why God doesn't... God wants that these so-called Brahmins who eat Jagannath Prasad with feast, let them remain in darkness, not to understand who is Vaishnava.
That is true,
take it that. That's all.
In order to understand the God.
Tāraham diśata kurāṁ śivāmi adasya andajanis. Those who are Vishnu Desi, Bhagavad Desi, God keeps them in darkness perpetually. We have to understand, come to the school and learn it, not in a minute.
Not minute.
Then why you are asking all these things? You come, become a student and learn. It is not so easy subject. That's standing for 1 minute, you will understand everything.
No, not standing, it's God. If God is not doing everything, and this
universe... God is doing everything, I have already explained. If you want to remain a demon, God will keep you in demonic condition. That's it. He is doing everything, that's a fact. And if you want to be devotee, then God can make you devotee. Jeta thamang prabhadante tang satriyo bhajang. Yes. So,
that's you, why I ask certain point, which is not clear to me. That's why I ask certain point.
Yes.
I know that God is the motivator in the body.
God is doing everything, that's a fact.
Sikrita said in the Gita, I motivate the body. If so, if Sikrita is
heart. If not, then cowardly condition. If supernatural living in idea of every heart, this Atma is itself a God, Parambrahma. Atma is Maya, being entangled.
The God never says Atma is Parambrahma. Why are you talking like that?
Atma is not God, but God is there.
God
in
is
the presence of a God, this life force is not a God. Yes. God is there.
Huh?
Due to presence of a God, which Atma is unique.
That's all right. Atma is there. You have studied Bhagavad Gita or not? First of all, tell me. Do you think Atma and Paramatma are the same thing? That is foolishness. That is foolishness. First of all, try to understand. That is foolishness. Atma and Paramatma are different. No, I am talking of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't bring this Bhāga, that Bhāga. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Atma and Paramatma is not the same.
No, whatever it is,
we are talking of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So Bhagavad Gita, Atma and Paramatma are different.
This Atma is being transformed to Paramatma.
That is foolishness. That is foolishness. In the Bhagavad Gita, that is not stated. Daitavada, Advaitavada, there may be, but we are talking of Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, what is there, you speak. Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that, what is that? Khetra Khetra Gha. Khetra Gha. Just here, please. Here, please. Now, Krishna said, Khetra Ganchapi Madhaviddhi. I am also Khetra Gha. And the Jiva is also Khetra Gha. So that doesn't mean, first of all, here, then say yes or no. He says, Khetrakan Chapi Manaviddhi Sarva Khetre Subharata. I am also Khetrakha, but Sarva Khetre Su. If Atma, I am Atma, you are Atma, you know your Khetra, I know my Khetra, but I do not know your Khetra, you do not know my Khetra. That is Bhagavan. He knows everyone. Khetrakan Chapi Manaviddhi Sarva Khetre Subharata. So, Krishna or Bhagavan is Sarva Khetresu, but you are only your Khetra, therefore Daitavada. Two different Khetra, Khetragga. One Khetragga is all pervading, and one Khetragga is localized. Therefore, two Khetra. It is Daitavada. Yes. You see, Bhagavad Gita, if you have read Bhagavad Gita.
In this Atma, two Khetragga.
In this not Atma, in this body.
There
are two Khetragas. One is the individual Khetragha.
But he means who is residing in the Atma.
Yes, he is Khetragha.
Who becomes created after our death. That is the Khetragha.
Yes. There are two Khetragha. One Khetragha, the individual soul. And the other Khetragha is Bhagavan. There are two Khetragas, Daitava. No, we are talking of Bhagavad Gita. Why you are bringing so many things? First of all, try to understand the simple thing in the Bhagavad Gita. Then bring big, big words. Yeah, there are two Khetragas. You have to accept it.
Two Khetragas?
Yes.
Then a duality?
Yes.
Then there are two gods?
Yes. Not two gods, one god. One is servant. Not two gods. Because there cannot be two gods. Otherwise, Krishna says, Matta parataram nanna kinchi jasti dhananjaya. Why Khetraga two gods? Why two gods? No, two Khetraga does not mean two gods. Ishara sarubhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. So he is all pervading. You are not all pervading.
Ishara is all pervading.
Yes.
By Harana.
So even if you say, even if you... What is that?
By sadhana, he can become all pervading.
That is foolishness. That is foolishness.
There is no use in argument.
In this body.
That is not possible.
In this body, people are getting siddhi.
That is not possible. Mavaivansa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Sanatana jiva loka jiva angsa. Angsa cannot be the whole. Yes, angsa, part cannot be equal to the whole. So you are suffering, God is not suffering. Then that was therefore the difference between you and God. You are suffering God and He is enjoying God. Yes. Yes, that is prarabdha. That is, but God is not... God is not under the laws of karma.
I want to know from Swami.
If you want to know, then listen. If you want to know, listen, don't speak.
All are waves and the bubbles of the same sea. We are the bubbles and the waves of the same sea, same Parambrahma, Dishatma, Parambrahma, himself deciding all are Narayana, Aparishwara Sarvahutantara Atmanam, Sarva Brahma Maya Jagata, and Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha. This is sentient and insentient.
Krishna says, Cha, this va. Ketragan Cha means I am also Ketragan. Therefore, he is different from the ordinary. First of all, try to understand. Cha means different. Another. And the difference is that Sarva Khetra is Bharata, whereas the individual Khetraga is within the body. That's all. There is no Advaita Bhava. There may be Advaita Bhava philosophy. Then in Bhagavad Gita, there is no Advaita Bhava. It is Dvaita Bhava. Otherwise, why Krishna said, Sarva Dhanman Parittajya Mamekam Saranam. You Saranam Braja. You are different from me, Krishna says. Otherwise, why Krishna asked that you surrender, that you and I different. That is Dvaita Bhava. Then you can understand anything, but that is not the thing. We have to take it as it is. We are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita. God is commanding you that you surrender. So you are different from God.
That means surrender means I am not a doer. I am not doing anything. God, who is residing within me?
Surrender, who is surrender? Unless you are servant, why shall you surrender?
By doing what?
You are servant, God is master. So therefore master and servant differ.
I am not a God, but God is within me, God is everybody.
That's all, God is everybody.
Ant and dog and elephant, everybody. Due to presence of God, this world is in me.
God is in the is in dog, therefore dog. Does it mean God is dog also?
No, God is not dog. God is the
you are putting the same argument. Because God is there, within dog, therefore God is dog. Yes, they are talking like that. Daridra Nara. God is everywhere, that is understood. But that does not mean God says, Mastani Sarva Bhutani Naham Tesu Abhasthita. Why don't you read this? Well, we understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. We don't make any interpretation.
Bhagavad Gita says, I live in everybody, Sarva Bhutani Naham.
Who denies that?
Yes.
That does not mean God is everything.
God is not everything.
Then Vaitubhad, everything and God is different. Yes. That is Vaitubhad.
Then we have to love everybody, everything.
Then who says not? Unless we love everyone, why we are traveling all over the world?
Love is God itself, Parambrahma. That I understand.
That's it, that is what. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram.
Otherwise, we can't love the poor man.
Enough argument, sit down.
No argument.
Then no more argument.
I think Lord has said in the Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
Like sky, everywhere I am pervading.
Mm.
Like one sun giving light to all.
Yes.
So, in all the soul, I am pervading.
Yes.
That makes a clear answer to his question, the difference between the all-pervading Lord
yes.
and the individual soul.
Yes.
And also he has said that Paramatma, that he is Purushottama, that is greater than the soul. The soul is also
Purusha.
Him, but his
soul is described as Purusha.
Greater than him. So that also establishes that
Jaitava.
God, yes. God is different. And we cannot say that we are equal.
Yes. And God says further, Matta Paratanam Nanya. Nobody is equal. Asomartha. Nobody is equal to God. Nobody is greater than God. That is wrong. All right, stand for it, Krishna.
Jai Prabhupada.